マロワンナmyself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, now listen, you know I work so hard all day long, everything I try to do always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool. Start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm. Take a little nip, but don't you fall down and bust your lip. No, no. Everybody ought to come on and go with me. I'm gonna tell you one more time what I'm gonna do.
Weed marijuana is grown in every state in the Union. Recently, in the city of Brooklyn, New York, a field of marijuana was found behind a tenement court. The weed was here being cultivated, regularly stripped and dried and sold in schools and at government army posts in and around New York.
Marijuana. Is that drug? A vile narcotic, an scourge, the real, the public enemy number one, creeping like a communist, it's knocking at our doors, turning all our children into hooligans and whores, voraciously devouring the way things are today. Savagely deflowering the good old USA. It's Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness.
Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness.
Oh, so mad. See the kids, precious kids. Yes, their heads are on the chopping block, and someone's got to dare to take a stand. Can't ignore anymore. It could be your son or daughter with a deadly stick of reefer in the hand. They're heading straight for
Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness.
Save our kids. Stealthy as a socialist, it slithers up our shores, turning all our children into hooligans and whores. This smoking bowl of evil bears the choking stench of sin. It burrows like a weevil righteous soldiers, for this merry wonder has to be destroyed. Fight the urge of the scourge, it's destructive but seductive.
Social drastic measures have to be
deployed to put an end to
madness, reaper madness, reaper madness, reaper madness. Oh, so mad,
deadly as the Democrats that empty out our stores,
turning all our children into hooligans and whores.
Teenagers across the land are glazed and oversexed. If you fail to draw the line, your babies will be next.
After 75 years of federal laws prohibiting marijuana use, the Justice Department has announced it will not prevent states from legalizing the use, production, distribution, and sale of recreational marijuana. The changes apply to 20 states and the District of Columbia. They were prompted by pot legalization votes last fall in Colorado and Washington State and were announced in a memo from U.S. Deputy Attorney General James Cole, who also cited limited prosecutorial resources as the reason for the decision. He stressed that marijuana remains illegal under federal law and made clear that the Justice Department still expects states to regulate marijuana sales to minors, interstate trafficking, and accidents involving drivers under the influence of the drug. The memo notes that, quote, if state enforcement efforts are not sufficiently robust, the federal government may seek to challenge the regulatory structure itself.
Kingston, 1976. In this world, there's a contradiction. So many with alcohol addiction. Put you away before a little spin. Treat you like a punk. Take away your property.
Your awareness of time and space also becomes confused. Things seem to take an unearthly long time, although much less often things which should have taken a long time seem to have zipped by in an instant.
Zipping takes an instant. Unzipping seems to take forever.
Come on, honey. Come on.
Oh. Shut up.
Space alteration is totally unpredictable. Sometimes the room looks longer. And sometimes the room looks shorter. Sometimes the ceiling seems to be three floors above you. Or only an inch from your head.
Oh, geez, son of a bitch.
Maybe there will be no space alteration in your room whatsoever. But get up and walk down a flight of stairs, and that flight of stairs becomes infinite.
Time disorientation can sometimes cause you needless concern. Who hasn't experienced having his girlfriend say that she's going to the kitchen for some Coke?
I'm going to the kitchen.
Okay.
For some Coke.
And then not see her again for 2 days.
I wonder whatever happened to, what's her name?
After thinking she's accidentally locked herself in the refrigerator or been spirited away by Chinese people, you run into the kitchen and yell, "What's the matter?"
Gloria! Gloria, what's the matter?
I'm locked in the refrigerator!
Only to realize she's been gone less than a minute.
Hey, Pop!
Hey, Whammo!
Do you just just say no.
Heck yeah, man, I give me a big old California fatty going. Some fool said, pop, 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 pass that thing here, pop, dude, pass it here. I just gotta say no.
Martin Lee is co-founder of FAIR, the National Media Watch Group. Welcome back to Democracy Now!, Martin. Talk about the significance of what the Justice Department has just announced.
Well, it could be very significant, but I'm also reminded of a statement by John Mitchell back in the Nixon presidency days when he said, watch what we do, not what we say. The Obama administration has said some positive things in the past with respect to medical marijuana laws. But they haven't followed up in action. But this could be a game changer in that there is so much cultural momentum with respect to marijuana. There is a significant shift in place that the politicians are now, although they've been lagging, are starting to catch up to it. How this plays out in the future remains to be seen. But I think the statement, the guidance issued by the Department of Justice yesterday is kind of littered with caveats and red flags.
Let the joy jump and the good times roll. Let the pleasure pop. Now let's take a stroll.
Light up.
Let's all get mellow.
Light up.
Get smoke in your eyes.
Light up.
Get hip, I say, fella.
Light up.
Say, what is this jive?
Light up.
Let's all get ready.
Light up.
I know how you feel.
Light up.
Now, don't be a Freddy. You'll find what I mean in any old field.
Pop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Blow.
8, 9, 10, and then 11.
Light up.
Now, get your day going.
Blaze up.
I'm saying that's the thing.
Light up.
Don't let that man get you. Just pop on your cig and blow the smoke ring.
Back home, my friends, I have often been searching both far and near, hoping day to day some might come my way, but in vain as it's just not here. Now I understand that in Amsterdam all these smokers are roaming free. So I left these states and the earth debate so that for myself I could see. At a smoking venue, I looked at the menu to see what was on display. I knew quite fast I would have a blast, just sampling would take all day. So feeling cool, I pulled off a stool, for I had money to spare. At the third past four, she opened the drawer to show me all of her wares. A Euro joint is a hashish roll. They have a way to make it like a comb. Did you know that it saves the soul when a techno crap is what sets the tone? Don't make haste to enjoy the taste in the absence of stems and seeds. Soon I found that this is the town and that here they have the best weed.
Smokey donkey, and you'll get so mokey that you can't remember your name.
They had Merry Crystal and Wonder Gold. Jack, Care, and Victory were also sold. White Widow, Bubblegum, and Power P. Northern Lights and NYCD. Caramella, Cashmere, Super Pollen, Red Hair, Orange Bud, and Super Scuff. Blackbeard's Bounty, even Humboldt County. Of these, one choke is enough. Santa Maria and Manali Green. K2Shiba and T13. Blueberry, Purple Mary, Silver Haze. All of these
hard days. If the bloodshot eyes you would like to stay, this is cause for the Black Bombay. Buddha sister, like an Oklahoma twister, will leave you in disarray.
Smokey dokey, and you get so funky that you can't remember your name.
Hash joint, weed joint, or smoke it any bowl. Pack it up high with Acapulco gold. Or you can use a fancy water pipe. Smoke all day, you're gonna get real tight. Up from bed for some Panama Red, it's good for a wake and bake. But if your lungs are choking from all night of toking, you can eat these space cake. Gazing out from the coffee shops, there were people smoking right in front of cops. Drinking that coffee and writing song, I took another hit from that fancy bong. Everything a good viper needs, so again the menu you read and read. Take time to play with a girl bay too late, and then you have more coffee and weed.
Smokey dokey, and you get so mokey that you can't remember your name.
Finally the time had come to me to head on back to my own country. But what would I do if I still had some? There must be a way that I could take it home. The customs people had their eyes on me, but I walked right through with a grin. For I brought back some hash in the crack of me ass that I can share with my friends.
Smokey dokey, and you get so mokey that you can't remember your name.
Earlier this month, one of the nation's most prominent doctors announced that he has shifted his stance in support of medical marijuana. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, chief medical correspondent for CNN, openly apologized for his past reporting dismissing the medical uses of the drug.
I've apologized for some of the earlier reporting because I think, you know, we've been terribly and systematically misled in this country for some time, and I did part of that misleading. I didn't look far enough. I didn't look deep enough. I didn't look at labs in other countries that are doing some incredible research. I didn't listen to the chorus of patients who said, not only does marijuana work for me, it's the only thing that works for me. I took the DEA at their word when they said it's a Schedule I substance and has no medical applications. There was no scientific basis for them to say that.
Between the blues, there are good days and bad days, with everything and nothing to lose. While the setting sun never sits, and the night has no limits. The void between freedom and free, dealing with the unnatural reality, a need to see. A need to be. Grass fire. My DNA needs THC.
Grass fire in a world that yearns. That's the way this fire burns. Like a grass fire.
In the unnatural society, been trying to maintain, while the sane appear to be clearly insane, with no way to explain. Outlasting the great lie, a sparking spark does my mind. Grass fire, pulling the sky. Breathing in sativa's design.
Grass fire.
dealing with the unnatural reality. You need to see. You need to be. Grassfire. My DNA needs THC. Dreaming of long times past, all that those times brought. Looking to the heart of tomorrow. Grass fire in a world that yearns. That's the way this fire burns.
Listen in on a quiet scene in The Little House Down the Street. Andy and Virginia are very stoned and are spending the evening listening to their collection of old records and giggling a lot. Let's listen.
I'm all discombobulated. For shimmel.
Are you hungry?
Hungry? No. Oh, wait a minute now. Did you mean am I hungry for food or am I hungry in the abstract? Am I hungry for knowledge or adventure? It's my own humor, isn't it?
What were we talking about?
You asked if I was hungry.
Did I?
Well, yes.
Well... Are you?
Am I what? I don't even know my own name. Yeah.
It's so nice to be stoned. 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 A proclamation was issued today by the government of the USA. Up to 99 years in jail for illegal possession and sale. Well, how can
Everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick. What?
Go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right. But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry free. One, two, three, ho! A bag of weed, a bag of weed, oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need meth and you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Graham. As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool. And just like Helen Keller said, doof doogie people cool. But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Hey, cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us wanna cheer. And one, two, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Scrape your bowl, smoke on stems and seeds.
I'll share my sack, I've got your back. You do the same for me, don't you agree? That a friend with we is a friend indeed. You'd be surprised how many folks smoke pot. I've known teachers, doctors, lawyers, hell, I've even known a few cops. And when they burn their last ones down, and their dealers can't be found, they know they can call on me, and I'll share what I've got. 'Cause a friend with weed is a friend indeed. And you don't have to scrape your bowl or smoke on stems and seeds. I'll share my sack, I've got your back. You do the same for me, don't you agree? That a friend with weed is a friend indeed. Yeah, a friend with weed is a friend indeed. That's right.
One important thing to remember that the movement to end prohibition started out as part of a broad-based social justice movement in the 1960s. It was not a single issue, and we shouldn't see it as a single issue now.
Western front, it seems the world is going your way. Another day, another dollar, feels like the high times are here to stay. But you should have been looking over your shoulder. Things are never gonna be the same. All of a sudden, changing the weather, here come the man kicking ass and taking names. Informants to point the finger and tell them everything they want to know, so they can run you right through the ringer
pull out the plug and shut down your show. They keep the snitches incognito, so you never even know their name. You had it going, but now it's over. Here come the man kicking ass and taking names. They got surveillance, high-tech equipment, electric eyes, electric gears. They're taking pictures with infrared, recording every little thing they hear. They got a long-term investigation. You know these guys ain't really playing games. They're gonna change your situation. Here come the man kicking ass and taking names. Taking just what you need, or are you aiming high, growing for the gold indeed? It's about a legal sin, so don't you play the fool. If you're going to play to win, you got to learn to play by their rules. You know you can't make a million without paying attention. Wow!
Neighborhood near you.
They come a knocking, they bring a paper, they huff and puff and blow down your door. Next thing you know, you're wearing bracelets and lying face down on the floor. They're gonna tear your house to pieces, dreams and schemes all go down in flames. They're laughing while they give you the business. Here come the man kicking ass and taking names. Here come the man. Here come the man.
Help! It's the police!
Here come the man. Here come the man. Here comes the man. Here comes the man.
Sing the
most clever ballet. Here comes the man. Here comes the man, kicking ass and taking names.
In my lazy boy, just watching my TV, there's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just paranoid as I set my reefer down. If there's a war on drugs going on, I'd come there all around. But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass the bomb, we're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, 'cause we're making money off the stash and money off the jail. But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Grace Lord and pass them all, we're winning the war on drugs. You can throw them in your basement or score them off the drugs. Put your heads against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. About Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates, by burning all your records 'cause the artists were all fake. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds to take. If those things are legal,
I made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord, pass them on. We're winning the war on drugs. You can go home in your closet or storm off the thugs. Put your hands against the law. We're winning the war on drugs. Yeah, we're winning the war on drugs. We're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass them on. We're winning the war on drugs. You can go home in your backyard or storm off the thugs. Put your hands against the law.
sizes.
Once again, it's time to play Make a Sentence. For those of you at home who haven't watched before, here's how we play. A group of people sit in a circle, and each in turn says a word, one word, in turn, until a complete sentence is formed. Are you ready, panel?
Yes, sir.
Let's demonstrate.
Grass
distinguishes itself from
all
other
chemicals
that
purport
inwardly to euphorically
stimulate
and
enlighten
those
members
of
society
which
prefer
habitually
drug
rolled
material
in
forms
that
sequentially
often
produce
excessive
hallucinations,
whereas
some
marijuana
has
often cost less
than
a dose of
penicillin.
In this case,
it
is not ordinary.
Marijuana!